tens of thousands of Iraq's Shiite Muslims have begun a religious pilgrimage, which for nearly three decades had been outlawed by deposed Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. VOA correspondent Alicia Rue spoke to pilgrims in the Shiite holy city of Najaf in central Iraq about their newly found religious freedom. In a ritual that dates back to the division of Islam nearly 1,500 years ago, thousands of Shiite pilgrims walk along a dusty stretch of road that connects Najaf and other Iraqi towns to the city of Karbala in the north, just south of Baghdad. Many of the pilgrims making their way to the city carry large colored flags with symbolic meanings, green flags representing Islam, and black flags representing mourning and suffering. Some of the men are carrying swords and whips they will use to hit their heads and bodies to remind people of the pain and suffering of the Shiite people. Observing the colorful procession, 25-year-old Shiite Muslim Haider Noman says the gathering is a sight he thought he would never see in his lifetime. He says when Saddam Hussein was in power, the government posted tanks along the highways to discourage Shiite Muslims from participating in the walk to Karbala. Many people who tried to defy the ban were never seen again.
Saddam killed everyone doing this procedure previously, but now this procedure done freely and the Iraqi people are very happy to do this.
The pilgrims are going to Karbala to observe one of the holiest days of the Shiite Muslim calendar. Next Tuesday, 7 million worshippers are expected to pay tribute at the tomb of Hussein, an ornate shrine inside the city. Karbala was where Hussein, the Shiite venerated grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, was killed by Sunni Muslims during a 7th century battle. It is his death that Shiites commemorate and mourn during the 6-day pilgrimage. But worshippers say Saddam Hussein's Sunni-dominated Ba'ath Party banned the religious practice, fearing a large Shiite gathering could turn into an anti-government rally. Shiites make up about 60% of Iraq's 24 million people, but under Saddam's rule, they were brutally repressed and largely prevented from taking part in government and in the economy.
In my life, this is the first time I can't speak without looking for my sign. Fine, we have a fear from your brother and from your father.
But there are clear signs that the goodwill Iraqi Shiites now feel toward the United States could rapidly erode if the United States cannot quickly establish order and help build a new, broad-based government that meets Shiite expectations. Some Shiite religious factions have already distanced themselves from the U.S.-led process. Shiite representatives boycotted a post-war discussion meeting near the southern city of Ur and protested in the nearby city of Nasiriyah against the gathering. A university student in Najaf, Ahmed Qassam, says the meeting, which included representatives of prominent Iraqi exiles, largely unknown to most people here, was an insult to the Shiites who stayed and struggled against Saddam in Iraq.
The meeting is not representing our thoughts. Those who are meeting there have no idea about our problems. We need people from our side, from our country, that survive here. They struggle here.
But for now, many Iraqi Shiites appear to be content with their ability to speak freely and openly engage in practices and rituals long outlawed. One devout pilgrim, who has walked 160 kilometers to Najaf from a town in the south, says he feels like he's living in a dream. His biggest fear, he says, is that he will wake up from the dream and find Saddam Hussein back in power. Alicia Rue, VOA News, Najaf, Central Iraq.